why do we have to swear? And then pay it before. After all, he could have been toying commercially. And then we wish we could have taken, a hat. So he's a missionary. So he should be able to take a fourth without the shoe. Because he could have, to another time, he could have gained something. So it's more called the Meshvarei Day, every midday, where the person with other timing would gain is called Meshvarei. That's the distinction between an ordinary midday and the midday of Meshvarei. So here, it's not an ordinary midday. It's a midday of Meshvarei because he could have been paying, the one who said happily, could have been paying commercially. Then he would have taken with Shue ahead. Now that he's paying happily, he only gets a fourth. So with the other time he could have gained. So maybe he should be potter of the shoot. So the Gemara says, the woman come out. Otherwise it's possible that this person is very shrewd. Not that he's honest. He's very shrewd. In other words, he deliberately said chetishali because he thought, I mean, after all, there's the that smart people. So they'll say, I could have been saying kurashali. And with the shooting at the head, now that I say chetishali, and I will only be entitled to enforce, so that's no part of the Shue. So because of that, not because of honesty, he said, but because of shrewdness. So Mimele, he has to swear. It will come out. So that is a tariff. So the question is, that is a tariff. And the Gemara's kashe that we should be part of the shvuyah that is. But now Tesis says the kashe, true, he has to swear. He cannot be part of the shvuyah. But let him take a head. Because he could have gotten a head with the shvuyah by being taken kushali. So he has the ordinary midah. Uforesh revom, the midah lehetzele amrino. The bechetzi asheni, murzeg ze, K'moizeh. Now, so what's the Rebom Steret? The Rebom Steret is that we do not say Migalei. Now, and here, it's a Migalei if we give it. A head, if we give. Reuven says Kulashon. Shimon says Chetishon. So what was it? Kache, let Shimon, who says Chetishon, get a head? Not a born. So if we were to give Shimon a head because of the Migeh, so that means that we would be made. This head that we are giving to Shimon from Reuven is Chazot. So how is it Mashma? Now, there are several possibilities. Either there are three possibilities. That means that four different Pshotim in Yahweh. But there are three different possibilities. Either when Shnayim are in the tower, so each one is a Murzek, in a head. That's one possibility. Whether it's a Murzek because of the Bill of Murzek or the Zin of Murzek, but that's one possibility. That each one is a Murzek in a head. The second possibility is that each one is more than the whole. The third possibility is that each one is more than nothing. So, from the Rebom Steret, it's mashma. From the Rebom Steret, it's mashma that he holds that each one is more than the whole. Because if we say that each one is more than only in the head, so, how can we say it's a Miguel Haiti? It's not a Mosek way, it's not Miguel Haiti. Because since the boats hold on to the talus, the fringes, so each one is a Mosek. Is a Mosek in the head. So when we give the Shimon who says, Chetishali, we give him that head in which is a Mosek. And woman is not a Mosek. We said in the cases before that each one is a Mosek in the head. So So this is the revolvement that it was Rav Netam. And obviously, you see, according to Rav Netam, so in the case of Yachleku, in the case of Yachleku, so we say, Anan Sade. So what is the Anan Sade? So in the case of, so in other words, Anan Sade, that means that each one is a Mordek in the head. Each one is a Mordek in the head. So if each one is a Mordek in the head, so it's not Miguel Haiti, so it's Miguel, so it's Miguel Hamzik, not late. Yes, what
is it?
It's not Shayach to say. Shayach to say Harom in regard to the Shvuah, because there he could have gained. So then we say Harom Kamari. This is why he was saying that way, in order to impress upon Belzin that he's such an honest man, that he gave up an opportunity to gain. Mashayin came here when the Kashi, here the Kashi is that let him get the head. So how would he, if we will say that he gets the head, so he couldn't have gained by timing the other time, because now he wouldn't get the head. Und vor das Reform, die Mikkel Reitel am Rinnan, die Chetzi Hashem im Mordek Zek Mezek. Weil hier die Chetzi Tabaki, die kochen die Woche schon über Rabe, ein ist doch ein Eis, as a matter of fact, the thesis of us, mentions in the name of the Reform. Now you see, here in Bolo Basre, in Thesis in Bolo Basre, so when Thesis says the Kashe, why is it Yachleku here, and why is it come down Dvar by Uarbe, sometimes it's a terrace, because here it's Thesis, and on Sade, and over there it's not Thesis, so it's come down Dvar. The Revolk is the terrace, no. Because by Arbe, it's come down Dvar, because Vada Rama. Mashen ki Vashtai was Mithalet, it's not Vada Rama. Not Vada Rama. That's the Revolk terrace. Now Teitzeh, and then the Revolt says, very Pirish Revolt, that where it fails in, it's always Yachleku, even if it's Father Rama. So the question arose, is there two separate cheaters of the Revolt, as the Nachodolis assumes, or it's one cheater of the Revolt, whatever it is. The Teitzeh Arosh, and Bumetzieh, he mentions the name of the Revolt, not the Revolt. Now, here it's also the Revolt, not the Revolt. So in other words, that the Revolt is Chilikan Rabbele Samster. It's really kind of something that ears in Sha'ane, the Choshev Kilu Kol Echot Yishu Bo Bivad Echot. It's really kind of that. So he mentions in the name of the Rivom, he mentions the name of the Rivom, that like the first lotion of the Rivom in Volvatre, that's what I'm talking about. But the Rivom in Volvatre says another thing. They didn't have a Rivom, they had the ears in, so it's Yachleki in Vado Ramai. But the Rivom, in the name of the Rivom, he says, no, that he doesn't, where is Vada Ramai, so then it's called Aung Vah, even if it's here. So we see that the Rivom is Chilikan Rav Netam, and Rav Netam Shittim. So in other words, so the Rivom doesn't hold the Teirz in Sha'ane because of Anam Sade. The Rivom says it doesn't make any difference whether it's Teirz in or it's not Teirz in. So the Rivom doesn't base the halacha of Yachleku, Shnayim Levental Yachleku, upon the Nam Sade. Because the Rivom gives another teret. Like the teret of the Rivom. So the Meiland, you cannot ask any kashe between this thesis of the Rivom and the previous thesis, which represents the sheet of Rav Netam. Ufaos Rivom, the Migal Hitler Amrinon, the Chet Yashenim, or the Zeknizek. ואי דחת כתבאתם לגוח ולגוח שלו לרבי אין שטורי זייפל ומי הוא שטורי מעליה הבו להיות לג'הובה ומי הוא רבי להיצל למידיה ויבו יאומר שטורי מעליה הוא עוד מעלה טיימה משום להפיל אהבי שוטי כך לא ימידה שאו ימיזוי איפה ינמו כי החסים לא יצא מקרס לאים לישום כי רבי יצף ישראל אפילו מידיה להבי כי מי שטיימה לשינה שהוא תאים בה שטורי הוא שקע ואין לא ימה מידיה להיחה שתנות לשינה היא אמת מידיה שהוא יצא תאים אחרת וכך אין מידה, אפילו להרזיק, כי זה אין דיוב זה כמי. כמוד זה כמי. Now, there's two, more or less, two cases.
Gemara davon mit Reis und mit Aleph, the second line from the bottom of the Orme, it says, Ahuda mal chavre, my boy is by a har. My boy is by a har. So, Oma lai minor davut, vi hoshtok, Oma lai, in other words, so there was someone who owned it before, was the Morikam. Reuven was the Morikam. So Reuven said to Shimon, Shimon was on the field. So, my boy, my arm, what are you doing? It's my field. So Shimon answered, you know what I mean? I bought it from you. And he produced the shtar. On my way, so Reuven said, shtar is Eisel. It's the shtar Mizuye. It's the shtar Mizuye. If it's the chazoke, Shimon didn't have. So, the name of the Aloha is, suppose Shimon, the Marzik, does not have the chazoke 3 years possession. So, and Reuven can produce a statement to testify that it belonged before to him, so then Reuven can recover the field. Lochish le Rabbe, eish tore zayfi. It is eish tore zayfi. He whispered to Rabbe here, mi eish tore ma'al yahavu le zirka. Ma mi le niket lahayi di b'yabdo le kodi. Oma Rabbe ma'alu le shakir. I bori oma le eish tore ma'al yahu. So Rabbe said, that it's Ma'al Rishak. Ma'al Rishak, now it is never in the news. In other words, what did Shimon say? Shimon admitted. He didn't have to admit. Because the Eidim, no one would have known that this was the Ishtar Mizuye. Only he was made. I mean, of course, the woman himself said this Ishtar Mizuye. But everybody thought that it was a good Ishtar. So if he wasn't made there, then the Pesach Din by Bezdin would have been that the Demar Shimon can kill because it looked like a good star. But he was made it. He was made it and he said that it wasn't a good star. But he was saying he had a good star, he was a good star, so he made up another star. So Rabbi says, he's never with me. Shimon is never with me because Maurisha, he could be saying that it is a good star. So he would keep the field, now that he's saying it's a false star, but he had a good star and he lost it, he's also in it. What do you mean? Rabbi said it's really terrible. Omer Rabbi said, my son has a story. A story has to be on it. That's one thing. So the first case of the Gemara applies to a field. Ahu domalei lechavre, then another case that has to do with how it works. Ahud omar lechavre, havre meyezuze, dimaskinevach. Dimaskinevach. So Shimon, the hoshtok. And this is the shtah. So the malve, the one who claimed to be a malve, said that the other person, Reuven, said to Shimon, havre meyezuze dimaskinevach. The hoshtok. And he produced the star. Omalei, so Shimon says, Shtor is Eisen. It's a false star. So, Gochim the Lochish Le Rabbe, and Shtor is Eisen. Shtor is Eisen. So, it is, so the Malve says, so Reuven says, it is Shtor is Eisen. It is Shtor is Eisen, new Shtor is Eisen, have a Vierka. Rami, he can have the only call to him, Rabbe Malve Shaker. So in other words, so what Rabbe held, that Reuven, who produced the star, who admitted that the star is the star Mizuye, but he said he had a good star, so he can collect. Because he could have said, no, it is a good star. This one is a good star, and it appears to be a good star. Omar Meshake Boros Tamayu, Omar Rav Yefet, Amai Kasam Chata Yishtore, Hayishtore Chatsudah. So in other words, so Omer Ravitza, Michael Samcha, I saw Chaz Lami. So we have a machlokes between Rabbi Ravitza and regard to 2 cases. One in regard to a field, and one in regard to Alboy. So according to Rabbi, his memory is a Migay in both. According to Ravitza, he's not memory in Migay. In either one. So, Omer Ravitza, Barobin, Hilchetek Avot, the Rabbi Be'are, Hilchetek Avot, Ravitza, Bizut. Hilchetek Rabbi Be'are, Hilchetek Anare, take. Alright, now. So what it takes that we want to say? That we do not say Miguel H. Miguel H. is a loyal Amrino. Miguel H. is a loyal Amrino. So why did he have to say that? Because in the Lochish Lele Rabbe, ein store title, um mim store mal, wir haben die Obi, die Oba, die Emne, die Emne. So, case that he's citing now, the second case, were definitely in me. In other words, where the Malve, the so-called Malve, Rubik, produced the star, which he admitted was Vizuye, but he said that he had another star, a genuine star. But he lost the other star. So Rabbi says that the Malve Rube is never on, he can collect the debt because of the digging. And Rabbi Yisrael says no. So the question is, why the Rabbi Yisrael says, that's the second case. The boy Omar Shtore Mal Yivu. So the question is against Rabbi, how can Rabbi say, now here it's a Mishnah Mifuresh. According to the Rivom, so we have a Mishnah Mifuresh that we do not send the late, Rabbi couldn't argue over. So how did Rabbi say that the Ruvei is Nehemon to collect the debt because of the need? But it's Miguel Hayti. In the second case, it's definitely late. There's the cash. It's a also my time, we should actually have a short need. Actually, we're in the Mizuye, or your Nehemon. Tiachsime, or some cherries laying in Shon. So Tayseth distinguishes between two kinds of Miguel. Miguel the boy Toyin and Miguel the boy Shot. Miguel Hayti, I'm going to Miguel the boy Toyin, Lehisi, Loyamon. But Miguel the boy Shotik, Lehisi, I'm going to. There are two types of Miguel. There is one Miguel where a person could prevail only if he stayed. But by keeping quiet, he couldn't win in a big talk. That's one kind of Miguel. Then there is a stronger type of Miguel where the person could win in a big talk without being stayed, just by keeping quiet. So in other words, so this is a stronger Miguel. So Miguel the boy toying late in loyalty. Miguel the boy shotik lehitzi is amrino. Miguel the boy shotik lehitzi, so is amrino. Miguel the boy shotik lehitzi amrino. Or now, one second. So, here it's Miguel there in the case of ein shtore zayfe, min shtore ma'ali, havo v'yodi. One, it's true. If he had been quiet and passive all the time, he couldn't win himself. Because if he had been passive, so then he wouldn't have forced the shtar. But he was not passive. He already forced the shtar. So now after he forced the shtar and produced the shtar, after Ruvei forced and produced the shtar, now he could go to sleep. He didn't have to do anything. He could keep quiet. What did the other one say? The other one said, Shtore Daifi, he didn't even have to answer it. Ruvei didn't have to answer it. Suppose he just would remain standing silent, not say words, what would have been the Pesach Din by Bezdin? The Pesach Din by Bezdin would have been saying all women. After he took the initiative in forging the star and in producing that forged star, and it looked like a good star. It was a star Mikuyen, everything. Because he did such a wonderful job, I mean that everybody, that even the Aiden thought that it was Erchime, or other people who are familiar with that, with the chesime of the alleged witnesses, identified that this is the signature of those whose signature is purported to be. So he did a wonderful job. So after he did that job, he could have remained silent. He didn't have to do anything. So, but he didn't remain silent. He admitted that it was Israel. So he had to be there. So it's a Miguel the boy toy. Miguel the boy toy lehitzi with nothing. So Tayseth distinguishes between two types of Miguel. Miguel the boy shotik lehitzi amrino. Miguel the boy toy lehitzi loyamino. So now Rav Yeisei to Tayseth, he says that Ruben is not Nehemon to collect the chayiv with that mitzvah. What's his lore? The Rabbi Yitzchak, so what's the pshat? In other words, so we could say, we could say that this is a machleket between Rabbi and Rabbi. Now, being it is what he told me, he all agrees that he can say. He's not effective. But Rabbi says, why would we get the boy toying lazy? Don't say, but we get the boy shunting lazy. We do say. So maybe, so we could say, Tatis could say, this is machleket between Rabbi and Rabbi Yitzchak. Rabbi Yitzchak holds. Rabbi holds me the boy shot to Haiti Amrinon, Rabbi Yitzchak holds me the boy shot to Haiti Amrinon, even me the boy shot to Haiti Amrinon. Not only me the boy toying Haiti Amrinon, but even me the boy shot to Haiti. Tatis could have said it, but the Rebbe doesn't say it. In other words, so Tatis assumed, the Rebbe assumed, that there is no machlekes between Rabbi and Rabbi Yitzchak on that. In other words, we both agree that me the boy toying, even Rabbi agrees that me the boy toying Haiti Amrinon. And if Rabbi Yitzchak agrees that Miguel Boy Shotik is a stronger leader, so Miguel Boy Shotik is a Yitzchak winner. The Rabbi says that he's the Maude, Ruben, is Nemon to comment there. Because it's a Miguel Boy Shotik, so he's Nemon Leheit. And Rabbi Yitzchak says, true, I agree with you that Miguel Boy Shotik is such a strong leader that his Leheit is effective. But here, he has no migah at all. The Rav Yitzchak Pislay, the Afilu migah we have, Kivu Shetayna Vishayno, Shehutayin Ba'i Shtome Hu Sheker, Ve'in Ina migah, Elohicha Shetayna Vishayno Yemes, migah Shoyotayin Acheres, Utachinu migah Afilu Laharbi, Kinu De Kamayse. So Rav Yitzchak is not, so we see a big chiddush here in this Tesef. Tesef says, that the Mige in the second case is a Mige Lahit. But the Mige in the first case, in Daviare, is a Mige Lahavi. Is a Mige Lahavi. Why Lahavi? Because over there, who had the Shtar? Who had the Shtar? Who produced the Shtar in the first case? The Marvi produced the Shtar. Now, so according to Rabbi, that we trust that the Marvi who produced the Shtar and who finally admitted that this Shtar was a forgery, but he had a good star. So Rabbi says, we believe it. We believe the Marzik. So the Marzik is Nemor to what? To keep the field. So he doesn't have to recover the field. So it's not Miguel Haiti, it's Miguel Marzik. But it's not so poshe. After all, the Marzik does not have, in that case, he does not have any Shnei Chazoke. And he does it, because if he had Shnei Chazoke, he wouldn't have had to resort to this job of forging a staff, so he could keep the field because of the Shnei Chazoke. So he doesn't have Shnei Chazoke. And the star that he had, that he produced, admittedly was a forged star. So he has nothing. So in fact he has nothing. What does he have? He had a tiny, that he had a good star. All right. So that is to be determined whether he had a good star. So why should he be? Now, where is the one, the Morikame? So we could say, if not for this basis, I would say that in the first case, too, that he's not the Marv, it's Miguel Haiti. Because true, he's the Marvik, and through that Miguel Rabbe said that the Marvik can keep the field. But after all, he will keep what field? The field in which he doesn't have Shnei Chazoke, and in which the other person, let's say Ruben, Shimon is the Marvik, Ruben is the Morikami. So who should be considered the Mordek? Because he's the Morikami. So by mitaltoni, if there is a conflict between the Tophus and the Morikami, so we say that the Tophus is the din of Mordek. That's the mitaltoni where Chayach Pritek. Masheikin, Gabi Kakoye, so there is no Pritek, he can't hold the piece of land. And there is no Jimu Shonim Chazoke. Why should the Mordek be considered as a Mordek? So the Morikami should be considered the Mordek. After all, in Mitaltuin too, so the Morikami is considered the Mordek if it's kind of Agam. But if it's not kind of Agam, so the Mordek, the Mordek of Tvite is a stronger Mordek than the Mordek of Morikami. Why? Because there is Tvite, but by the Kakori. There is no Tvite, what does he do? He steps on the land, that's all. He doesn't hold it, he just steps on it, he stands on the land. So melee, if not for Tesis, I would say that not only the Mige in the second case, where through the Mige he'll collect money
The Malve will collect money. The so-called Malve will collect money from the so-called Leve. So not only over there it's illegal AC, but even the first case with the Manzi, it's also AC, because since he has no trip in the land, then he doesn't have 3 years Chazot in the land. So, and but Ruvein, who is the more Kame, he is the more there. So he, so Rabbi says that the Shimon, the Marzik, should keep the land. So it's also in Migal AC. But Taisa doesn't say like that.
Taisa says that in the first case it's Migal House. Why is it Migal House? Because through that Migal, he doesn't have to do anything. He will just retain the status quo. He is on the land, he stands on the land, he doesn't have to do that. But through that Migal, we let him. We let him keep possession of the land. So it's called Migal. It's called Migal Lehal. That's a chiddush. In other words, that even though he doesn't have Shnei Chazoke, and the shtar that he has admittedly was a forged shtar, so since we continue because of the Migal, we let him retain possession of the land, so it's Migal Lehalzik, it's not Migal Lehalzik. Now, Rav Yehi said, now, of course, once, so now, we wait, now I ask the question, why does Teisves say that Rav Yehi said Fishlein Afilu Migal Ave, why couldn't Teisves explain that the reason as to why Rav Yehi says that he's not Nemele the Migal is because Rav Yehi holds that Migal hates him, Amrino, not only Migal Boitoni hates him, Amrino, even Migal Boishotik hates him, Amrino. No, the answer is, Teisves couldn't explain Rav Yehi that way, because Teisves Lishitote, he holds that in the first case it's not Migal hates him, it's Migal Harzik, and Rav Yehi said it's Chaylein in the first case. So he couldn't say that the machlekes between Rabbi and Rav Yehi is on the question of whether Migal Boishotik hates him, Amrino, or Migal Boishotik hates him, Amrino. Because that could only explain Rav Yehi's being in the second case. But in the first case it's Migal Harzik, and still Rav Yehi says that the Marzik cannot see the land, cannot retain possession of the land, and there is the Harzik, not the Haiti. So Jesus was forced to say that the reason is why Rav Yehi says in the second case says that the Migal is ineffective is not because Migal the boy is shot it like Lamar, no. Rav Yehi also agrees with Rabbi that Migal Boy Shotik Lehiti Amrino. But he holds, while Rabbi holds, that this is a Migal, he holds here it's not a Migal. Why isn't it a Migal? Rav Yehi is played out. He will Migal have it. He will be a time of the Shema. He will be a time of the Shema. She will tell him by Ishtore Ushaka. They will aim a Migal. Elohi Cheshet Anose Rishenu Yeme. Migal Shoh Yotei in Acher. What's the Pshat? In case of so Teisa says that Rav Yehi holds, when can we apply the concept of Migal? Only when a person is staying one time number one. In other words, never Migal, so there are two times. There is the actual time and the potential time. So when do we apply the concept of Migal? When a person is staying a time and he has a potential time. So then we say that the person is Nemon on the actual time, on account of the fact that he would have Nemonis on the potential time. Mashenkin here, there is no potential time. There is no potential time. This is because, did he have a time on which he had Nemonis? Did the Marzik or the Malve have a time on which he has the money? No. What is the time? In other words, he was able, he forged Ishtar. So in other words, he was able to forge Ishtar and produce it. So that's not a time. So let's suppose he did not admit that it was a forged Ishtar. So he would have prevailed in the Dream Talk. Then the Marzik would have prevailed. The Malve, the so-called Malve, in the second case, they on Bol Batre would have prevailed in the Mitor on the basis of what? On the basis of a certain time, on which he has the money for the it's not on the basis of any time. Now, for example, In this case, Tesa says the Kashe, the one who says Chetzeshali should be Ne'emon because he had a legal, he could have said Kulashali. Suppose he said Kulashali. So he would have prevailed in the Torah. And he would have received, he would have received the hat on the basis of the time of Kulashali. Masha'it in this case in Borobastra, whether the first case in Borobastra, the second case in Borobastra, suppose he wouldn't have admitted that it is Torah's Aizen. And he would have kept on claiming that it's a good stuff. It's not misery. So then the Marzi could have prevailed, the Malve, the so-called Malve would have prevailed. And the not on the basis of a diamond, that he has the money to begin, but on the basis of a trick, and a trick that he executed. In other words, on the basis of the forgery of the star and making other, making Bezdin and all the other people believe that that he was producing a star, when in fact he was producing a piece of paper, not a star. So in other words, it's not on the basis of the time that he could have prevailed, but on the basis of Nachida Sinai, that he was able to impress upon Bezdin that he was holding a star, when in fact he was not holding a star. Now suppose, suppose one person is such a is such a scientist that he is able to impress upon other people, upon Bezdin, that he is holding a star when in fact he's not holding anything. So would we say Mige? That's not Mige. Mige means that he has a time. And true, if he had been paying that time, then it would have been a tiny shekel. But he would have, let's say in this case, when the one who says, Tesis Kashi is, the one who says, Chetzeshali should be Nemon because it could have been paying Kulashali. So of course, if he had been paying Kulashali, it would have been false, it would have been Shekel. But he would have had Nemonis upon that time. So then there's a lot of me. If a person is staying an actual time, and he has a potential time, on which he has offered in the money, so he's Nemon on the actual time. Mashaikin over there, it's not, if he didn't admit, it's not that he would be Nemon on the basis of a time. He would have been, he would have prevailed because of a trick, because he would have deceived Bezdin. He would have impressed upon Bezdin that he was holding a star. Well, in fact, but we know he was not, never holding a star. He was holding a piece of paper. That's all, not a star. So if he had prevailed, he wouldn't have prevailed on the basis of a time. So that's not Mige. Mige has no, has no application to such a case. Mige has only application where the person who is staying one time had the potential time. And he could have mnemonic on the potential time. But he only had no potential time. He had only a trick, not a time, on which had mnemonic. So we don't apply this dynamic. Whereas, so even the king in Buddha Kamai say was the middle of the house, we don't say it, because there is no potential time. There is no potential time. Whereas Rabbi holds that even though it's not a time, inasmuch, call it whatever you want, call it trick, call it device, call it achilles and eyes, call it whatever you want. But the fact is that that once he fought the star, he was able to prevail in this law. And he didn't, and he admitted that that it was a forgery. So anyway, we say Malavishai. We say Malavishai. Now, what Rabbi says, what Avinash says is very reasonable. Because after all, one second. After all, there is no Mige. There is no Mige here. Mige always means, Mige di Boitoli means that he's staying an actual time and he had a potential time. But here he had no time and which had the money. So why does Rabbi say he's Nemon in the Mige? It's no Mige. So the answer is, Rabbi only says it because of the aloche of Mige di Boitoli. Eloch Aname, if it had been a Mige of Mige di Boitoli, so then if Rabbi would agree with the longness of Rabbi, we couldn't apply the concept of Mige to a case where we didn't have any time on which he had the monetary.
just because a person has the ability to make a fake and to deceive person, so because of that we should say he's Nemon and only Steiner, because he's such a swindler, he's able to hypnotize person and to impress upon person that a star is produced when no star is produced. Suppose there is a certain Baldin who is a tremendous, a terrific a hypnotizer, and he can impress upon Bezdin, so that Bezdin will think that certain, that a star is produced when no star is produced. Would we say that he is Nemon and Steiner on the basis of Nigel Boitoli? No. But in this case, Rabbe said he is believed, because won't he force the star? So then he didn't have to do anything. He could have remained completely passive. That's called Nigel Boitoli. And Nigel Boitoli, Rabbe holds, Nigel Boitoli is not the monet of time. Nigel Boitoli is the monet of time. So where is the child to say in the monet of time if there is a potential time on which in the monet? So he has the monet on this time. But here, once he forced the star, that was done already. He didn't have to do anything, he didn't have to be paid. He only had to keep quiet, that's all. And he didn't. So Rabbi said he believes on this time, not because of the monet of time, but because of the Yehochet. You see, Migadi Boy Toin is the monet of time. So when can we say that he won his Nemon on the actual time? Because of the mnemonics he could have on the potential time, if the potential time would have been a mnemonics of time. Mashiach, in this case, the potential time would not have been a mnemonics of time, it would have been a trick, a device of hypnotizing, of fooling the sitting bed. But Rabbi only says that he is Nemon because of the halacha of Nigel Boishoti. So Rabbi holds that Nigel Boishoti is not a din of the mnemonics of time. Migdi Bo Yishoti is the Halochi, is the Yechochi. Is the Yechochi. It's not in the moment of time. It's Yechochi. So Memele here too, he never had any time on which he had the money. But he already fought the staff. So he was in the position, by remaining silent, to win the Nintoa, and he didn't. So it's Yehoche that what he's saying now is empty. So it's not on the basis of the mnemonics of time, but just on the basis of the Yehoche of Nigel Boishoti. Whereas Rabbi Yosef holds, no. That just as Nigel Boishoti is the mnemonics of time of Baldovo, so Nigel Boishoti is also the mnemonics of time of Baldovo. So it's only in the case where he could be Nemon. Mashiach, in this case, where he had no mnemonics, but it would have only been a trick, a device of deceiving Bezdin, so he's not mnemonic, even with him. All right, v'yitema. V'neime de insofi k'mei tzimi divada. Do'ei mekulo shal yish li divada chetze. Ve'i mechetze shal yisofi k'im yish li baklum. K'dam rinon, v'feir kachay rei. Sophi kriyovam shebo lachle vnichti sopo Sophi komar ano ba misnano vishle pao Vyov mo ma ad brodidi vires lochle nide Vires lochle nide havu yovam vadai vishofi ksofi vim sophi kmeitsi midi vadai Now the more it says there by Sophi kriyov shebo lachle vnichti sop So now let's say the Nichti Sovo, the Sovo's name was Yaakov. And then he had two sons. He had his son Ruvei, and he had his son Shimon. He had his son Ruvei. Let me finish the case. Now, he had his son Ruvei, and he had his son Shimon. So, now, let's say, Ruvei died. And now, the halacha is that when one son dies, and he has no children, So then, the other brother has either to be miyavim or to be chayim. Now, so when he's miyavim, the halach is miyavim or chayim, he has to wait three chodosh. Why? This is a kol chachon. Because sometimes there might be a mixture. Let's say, because in this case, when Reuven dies, so let's say, So if Shimon will be Miyab, Ruben's wife, Ruben's wife, so then it might be that she was pregnant at the time when Ruben died. So maybe she was not Sukkomi. Do not speak on you. So he has to wait 3 months, so then it will be Nikar to be determined as to whether she was pregnant or not pregnant. Now in this case, they did not comply with the Takonas Chachamim. So Shimon was Miyabin, Reuven's wife, immediately. And then she gave birth to a child. And we don't know whether that child was really conceived through Reuven. To Reuven, and whether the child is a Ben Peh, or he was conceived through Shimon, and the child is a Ben Zayin. The child is a Ben Zayin. So, now of course, the blood, the child, is Balei Kosher, is not the Sofik Mamida, because Mimon Efshech. If he was conceived through Shimon, so she was Kukalim, so there is no Yisrael Bishetach. And if he was conceived through Reuven, so it's not a mamzer, so it's a Reuven's child. So Shimon was either an Yisrael b'Shetach, but, and any subsequent children that he'll have will be mamzerim, but this child is not a mamzer. So this rod is certainly a kosher, but it's a sophic, whether he's the son. Now let's say the child's name is Chameich. So it's a sophic whether Chameich is the son of Reuven, and he is in Ben Peh, or Chameich is the son of Shimon. And he's a Ben Zayin. He's a Ben Zayin. So he says, so the more says there as follows. Sophic Leovon, Shebo Lachle Gvichtin Savon. Now then Yaakov died. And so the Sophic, Chameich and Shimon headed into us. They want to divide the Nechotin of Yaakov. So Sophic Omar, Chameich says, Ano ba misne ano. I was conceived from Reuven. So in other words, I'm Reuven's son. Reuven died. So I take his place. I take his share. So in other words, so that to Yoshi, there is Shimon the son, and there is Chameich the son of Reuven. Now, Chameich stands in the shoes of Reuven, his father. So in other words, as if Reuven had been living. Suppose Reuven had been living. So Reuven would get half of the Nechotim of Yaakov, and Shimon would get half. Now that Reuven is dead, now assuming Chameich says, I'm the son of Reuven, so I get the half that my father would have received. This is what Chameich said. Chameich said, I'm not a Mishnah, I'm Reuven's son, and my father is dead. So this is Paul. The Yavuoma, what Shimon says, I've brought the deed. He says, Chameich, you Chameich, you are my son. So that means, there's only one Yeresh, Shimon. So I take everything, the rest of what we need. So, whatever the situation is, Shimon is certainly entitled to half of the Nechotim of Yaakov. The question is, how about the other half of the Nechotim? Is Chameich entitled to the other half of the Nechotim of Yaakov? Or, Shimon gets everything? So the Gemara says, Since Shimon is certainly entitled to at least the half of the Chosim, Havu Yavim Vada, V'Sofik Sofik, V'Sofik Meitim V'Vadai, V'Sofik Meitim V'Vadai. So in other words, so Shimon gets everything, because V'Sofik Meitim V'Vadai. So here I think it says the Kashe, here too, why does the Mishnah say? In other words, this kasha is the other pole of the first kasha thing. The first kasha thing is that the one who is paying chet yoshalim shouldn't get just a quarter, he should get a half.
das Mädchen in die Wade ein.
So hier sieht es der Kasche. Hier zu, why does the Mishnah say? Why does the Mishnah say? In other words, this Kasche is the other pole of the first Kasche. The first Kasche of Tesis is that the one who is paying Chet Yoshali shouldn't get just a quarter, he should get a half. This Kasche of Tesis is that the other extreme. In other words, that he shouldn't get anything. The one who says Chet Yoshali. Because they are arguing as to whether Shimon argues with Reuven. Reuven says that the whole talis belongs to him, and Shimon says half of the talis belongs to you, right? But the other half belongs to me. So Reuven is certainly entitled to a portion of the talis, to one half of the talis. As to whether Shimon is entitled to anything, well, that's in question. So Reuven is the kavada, and Shimon is the subject. So Shimon shouldn't get even a quarter. That's the discussion. Just as over there, the Gemara says that Chaneel doesn't get any part of the estate of Yaakov. And Shimon yarshens the whole estate of Yaakov. So it takes a sentence, the Yishvayma, the Hossam Yobom Shub, Nishal Sogo, have a vada yershe, the Leyesi HaSofik, Nisofik Momene, Avol Hoche Yisvore, Mashu Vada Yit Chetye, Sheyeyu Leyit Chetye Hashem. So what does this mean? So the Chaim explained it as follows. He says that actually when his father died, and there is one son, even one. So then, he's the English and the whole estate. How about the case where his father dies and he's survived by two sons? So it's not the pshat that if there is one son, so the one son is the English and the whole estate. And there are two sons, so each son is the English and the head of the estate. It's not like that. Since in the case where there is one throne, so the one throne, the Ben Yochid, Yarshans, the whole estate, the Yiddish, and the whole estate, so when there are two sons, or three sons, or four sons, or ten sons, so each son is the Yiddish and the whole estate. The Keach Yerusha does not become diminished just because there is another Yiddish. So each one is Yiddish, the whole thing, the whole estate. Impossible physically to give the whole estate to each son, so each son would get the whole estate. But that's physically impossible. So in many ways, one acquires this truth against the other to be chayli, because it's impossible for each one to take the whole thing. But each son, even when there are two sons, each son is the English and the whole estate. So in many ways, there we can apply the deed of Sophic in Sophic Mason Divada. Because whether Haneich is the son of Shimon or Haneich is the son of Reuven, one thing is sure, Shimon is the English of the whole estate of Yaakov. But if Haneich is the son of Shimon, so not only Shimon is the English of the whole estate of Yaakov, he'll actually get the whole estate of Yaakov. If Haneich is the son of Reuven, but then there's no say to Shimon, true, you are the Yerush of the whole estate of Yaakov. But Chaneich is also the Yerush of the whole estate of Yaakov. It's impossible that each one of you should get the whole estate of Yaakov. So really, yes and right. But he's the Yerush, Mimonefshech. Shimon is the Yerush of the whole estate of Yaakov. And the question, is there someone who acquires this truth to divide it? Even though Shimon is the English of the whole estate now. So we say, and Sophic makes it a lot of Mashenkin in this case. Mashenkin in this case, we cannot say that since Reuven certainly gets the whole pocket they have from the very way, and it's a badai that they have belongs to him. So the very way, he should get the other half too. Because what has one thing to do with the other? What has one thing to do with the other? All right, this is what they said. All right, we'll leave it there.
Thank you. Now, let's face it, we learned the genital disease. So Tinker says the kashe.
The one who says chetzeshali should be Naaman with a migre he could have said kulishal. So the reform gives a carrot because migre la hisra amri. Migre hisra amri. Now, I said last time that that the Rivom Shiti, the Rivom is really Khan Rav Netan. And the Rai is Amir Tis Rosh and Rav Netan. So he mentions in the name of the Rivom that he says like the Rivom, but he says in so many words that even if it tells him, so if it is Vada Ramai,
so then
if it is Vada Ramai, it's called Alun Dva. In other words, so the Rivo is Chelikan Ramitam that ails him, so they have a din of music. So that is true, that the Rivo is Chelikan Ramitam. But as far as the Kashi is concerned, now, how the states say, it's Migal Haiti, but according to Ramitam, so each one is a music in a head. Each one is a music in a head. So it's true that the Rivo happens to disagree with Ramitam. But as far as this Kashi, as far as this parrot is concerned, that Mikhail Hitler Amrinon, so we don't have, so the Rivom can agree with Rav Netam also. The Rivom can agree, it happens that the Rivom rejects Rav Netam Shite, that by Irvin, so they are considered Murzoki, and it's a Mikhail Havir Varai, so each one is a Murzek in a head. And the Rav Netam says that each one, it's an Ansade, that each one has a head. But this teretz by the Rivom could be given by the Rivom even if he had agreed with Ramitam. It's true that he disagrees with Ramitam. Because true that Ramitam says that each one is a Murzek in a head. So that is in the case of Zeima Kurushal and Zeima Kurushal. So then each one is a Murzek in a head, so it's an Amsad. Mashaik in the case of Zeima Kurushal and Zeima Chetzishal, so in other words, so the chotzi, as to which once they both agree, so that's to be considered like a different beggar. So there is no machleken between them. They don't argue over the chotzi that is admittedly Reuven. Reuven and Shimon are only arguing over the other head. So mainly in the case of Zeima Kulishli and Zeima Chotzishli, so just as Rav Netam said, the Reuven could agree with Rav Netam. He doesn't. But he could say, in the case, he could agree with Rav Netam, that in the case of Zeima Kulishali, Zeima Kulishali, some male in Salam Sade, so each one is more than a head. Mashenkim, in the case of Zeima Kulishali, Zeima Kulishali. So, in respect to the head, that they both agree that belongs to Reuven, so that's like a different beggar. So they are here in the other head. They are here in the other head. And in the other head, they say Kulishali. What they said, so it's a different beggar. Then, if the one who they hold down to the fringes, so is a Murzek in this head too. And Shimon is a Murzek in this head. So in the melee, they are both Murzokim in the second head. In the first head, so he's made it. And they are both Murzokim in the second head. So in the melee, that means that each one is a Murzek in the head of the second head. So if we were to give Shimon the whole half of the second half, so it would be legal, hey? It's true that the Rivom rejects Rav Netam Shite, but as far as this teretz by the Rivom is concerned, we don't have to resort to it. The Rivom could agree with Rav Netam that Erzin Shane, the Choshev Kulkul Echad Yishlo Bivada Achot, Shanan Sade. But in the case of Zeima Kulishali, Zeima Kulishali, so we say each one is a Murzek in a half, and I'm sad that it's the best. In the case of Zeima Kulishli and Zeima Chetzishli, so in regard to the head that is made, that's a different beggar. They don't argue over it. And then they are here in the second head. So in the second head, each one is a Murzek in the head. So in the melee, if we were to give Shimon the whole second head, so then we would give him, we would be made a half of the second head from Reuven's possession. Some melee we don't say immediately. Right. Now, so what is the Rivom's teretz? The Rivom's teretz is
that Miguel Heitze lo yamrim. Miguel Heitze lo yamrim. And the Chetzi Hasheni move the Zet Moise. The Ahi the Chetzi Tabati, where it says Gochim Lochish. So Rabbi, so there is a machleket between Rabbi and Rabbi Heitze with regard to two cases. One is the case of Are and the other is the case of Zuz. So Rabbi holds that the one who produced a forged star, which no one would have known that it was forged, except for the fact that upon the other party saying solidarity, so this party admitted. So Rabbi trusted him with a meeting, being in the case of Are and giving the case of Zuz. And Rabbi Yitzchak says, no. I saw it had the boundary. So again, Rabbi Yitzchak did not trust the person with a Nige, not only in the case of Zuze, but not even in the case of Ar. And Rabbi trusted him even in the case of Zuze. Even the case of Zuze. So the question is, but over there, it's a Miguel Heitze.
It's a Miguel Heitze. How did Rabbi trust it?
Now, in the case of Zuze, it's a Miguel Heitze. So, they said that it was this, because there, he didn't have the timing. Once he produced the fourth star, so he could have remained silent.
So, it's not right, so it's Miguel Heitze.
So, Miguel Heitze
is effective in life. That was there is a difference between Miguel Heitze and Miguel Heitze.
So, in other words, Miguel Heitze is loyal. But Miguel Heitze is loyal. Miguel the Boy Shotik is a stronger Miguel than Miguel the Boy Tom. And Rabbi Yitzchak says that it was not in Miguel, because there it's not in Miguel altogether. It was just a trick. He had, in order to have the Miguel the Boy Shotik, he had to forge his star and to deceive everybody. So that there is no Miguel altogether.
And Rabbi holds that it is a Miguel.
What kind of Miguel? It certainly wouldn't be a Miguel the Boy Toy, but a Miguel the Boy Shotik it is, because once he did cause the star, so then, and he produced the star, then he was already Nemo. All he had to do is to remain silent. So maybe even though he had to force the star in order to produce the circumstances that will enable him by remaining silent from then on, to prevail in the Torah, so according to Rabbi, it is a Miguel Heitze. So in other words, so according to the Rivor, and then he says, and the Rivor says one more thing. He says that in the first case of Are, so it's not Miguel Heitze, there is Miguel Heitze.
Because when Rabbi trusted the person, the Marzik, so what was the effect of trusting the Marzik? That he should retain the possession of the Tzaddik. So in other words, so everything would, the status quo would have been maintained. So it wasn't an Indian of Lehesi, it was an Indian of the house.
We'll see Tzitzis in Robust as something else. So even though it did not have, so the Rumshiti, that even though the Marzik did not have a real star,
the star that he had was a false star.
So, a false star. So, and he didn't have Gimel Shon Chazokeh. Still, since he is on the premises, even though not for 3 years, so it's not Miguel Heitze, it's Miguel Harvey.
So in final analysis, the sheet of the Rivom is as follows. Miguel Dibri Toil Heitze, Lord Abril, according to everybody.
Miguel Dibri Shotik Heitze, Abril, according to everybody.
In the machlekes between Rabbi and Rabbi Yitzchak in Are and in Zuze is on the question as to whether they will have a Miguel Boy Shotik. Miguel Boy Toy certainly not. Because Miguel Boy Toy means if he stay in an actual time and he had the potential time on which he has the money, so we say that he's never on the actual time also,
inasmuch as he could have presented another time.
and had he presented the potential time, he would be never on the time. We never have the time. As for example here, it takes discussion. So he says actually he could have been Amon with the time of Kulashon. Kulashon. Mashaikan over there, in that case, there is certainly no Indian of Nigel Politoi, because he had to force the star first. And Rabbi holds, true, it's not the meaning of Nigel Politoi, but Nigel Politoi it is, because once he forced the star, and so he could have remained silent, so he can negate the Borishot. And Rabbi holds, it's not even a negative Borishot. But everybody, according to the law, everybody agrees. There is no machlekes in the law. That negative Borishot is Lehensi, Loyam Rinot, negative Borishot is Lehensi, is Amrinot. Negative Borishot is Lehensi, is Amrinot. Now, what's the difference? What's the difference? We have the negative Borishotik and we have the negative Borishotik. All right, so negative Borishotik is strong. I mean, what kind of a law is it? That after all, negative Borishotik is also strong enough to be minded, to trust it. Still, hate him, we don't say it. So why is negative Borishotik, we say it in way? What's the head down? Now, so, it could be, now, you see, in Gemara Yisuvet, that Chavdalet, so the Shemfetes there mentions, in the Sugye Yisuvet, I don't want to go into the Sugye, it'll take too much time, but in the Sugye of Goyimah, B'nihu V'kem, Nemon L'achil V'tchumo V'nemon L'ashish, that's Sugye. So there, the Shemfetes mentions the name of the Rambam, in the name of the Rajko, in the name of the Ritvo. So he mentions that where regarding the Ashi Isha, that's yours. So since yours requires a day, some melee, there is no meat. The Kasha that all the Shein lays there, Haime of news, Vikeinu Nemolach, in the Tumov, in Nemolach, in Isha. So the question is, the Olaf the Kashi, but he should be Nemo Lashi Isho, how will he get? So Tesis the Suvet gives the Terek that there is no need. The Ramban and the Rajbo, the Ritvo, they give the Terek, even if there had been a need. Even if there had been a need, he wouldn't be Nemo with the Nigel Lashi Isho. Because, so the Ramban said as well. And the Rajbo, the Ritvo, they all mention what the Ramban. They follow the same shit. So he said, what is me? Mamu Mishak. So in other words, it is a Yechor. It's a psychological evidence, proof, that this person is not lying. Because if he had been interested in lying, he could have said a lie. Why did he have to say this? He could have said something else. So it's a lie. Why didn't he say something else? It's a lie. He's not interested in lying. In other words, in this case, he happens to be honest, truth. So it's a right. So he says, but Iso Bishlei Meili Gabi L'Achilo B'Tchumo, where we don't require aides, and Mimonet is enough. So in other words, we are only interested in ascertaining the truth, the objective fact. So if we need it, we have a Choche that is telling the truth, that's enough. Mashiachi Lashish, Lashir Isho, so we require to aid him, the Tawoche, Lashir Isho, we require aid him because youth, that's like the Rosh Be'er. So that requires aid. Now the Gemara says that wherever aid is required, so now Tzvim Apostle aid, so even Meshe Ve'am, they would come together in bed, and they would also be Apostle aid. The Arui Cheshit Meshe Ve'am, when they come together and testify, that they don't tell the truth, of course they tell the truth. But there is a cause about the Shnai making me open domo. So they have to have a shemaidah. May she be aren't a crazy. So they are persuaded. So melee, so of what avail is a midget. The whole significance of a midget is that since he could have presented another time, and which would be Nemo, and he didn't. So it's a riot
that he is interested in telling the truth. Because had he not been interested in telling the truth, he should have presented the other Tainis. And Meshav Aaron, we know, they certainly hochet, that they are telling the truth. And still, wherever Eidet is required, so we have to have Eidet. And Meshav Aaron, Akrazi, Makot, Eidet. So Melele, Mike could not be better than two Eidim who are apostles, and where we know what they tell us. So Bishlei Melegadol Achilo Bitchumo, Hei Mabniuze, Vikeinu, in other words, like that, if he, like, but Legadol Tchumo, so he's there for his name. Suppose he wouldn't say Bniu, he's my son, he would just say Keinu. Then we say, Nevel Achilo Bitchumo, that couldn't be so. But if we know his father, he is his father, so then there is a Kshosha Mishaka. Maybe he has a motive. But in the case where we didn't know that he was his father, and he told us, so he's never like he'll be too more to me. But Lashi is enough. Lashi is enough. So the Kashi is, for the same reason that we are minding him with Gabriel, he'll be too more. So he, because he should not have said that he's his son. So he should mind like he is your. So Tayser is the Teres, he has no Mika, because Ashir Isha is a pious lady, so maybe he'll have to resort to the cooperation of another person. So maybe the other person will not cooperate, so he has no Mika. But the Ramban, the Rashi, the Mitzvah will say no, if he had a Mika, since Ashir Isha requires Eidi, so Mika is not a substitute for it. Well, I the Mishavani is also possible. Now the question is this. Where does the Gemara say that Meshav Aaron is possible? We got something that requires Eidet. Morin certainly requires Eidet. And the whole reason as to why Yuchsin requires Eidet is because Yuchsin is a din of Dovah Shebe'alvo, and we learn how Dovah Shebe'alvo is Dovah Dovah Mimon. But Yuchsin does not require Eidet any more than Morin. So Morin Sheikh, if the Ramban sitting is, that wherever Eidet is required, the Mika is ineffective, and Mika is effective only with Gabi Achilas Truma, because there is Idechon and Misum. But Momin certainly requires Eidet, and Mika is mentioned all over Shas, that's in connection with Momin. Not in connection with Misum. With Misum we find a few Gemores, that's all. But in connection with Momin, so all of Chesed Sabati deals with Mika, with Gabi Momin. All of Chesed Sabati. So deals with Mika Ligabi Momin. So the question is, according to Ramban, just as Ligabi Lashi Elisha, so Mika is ineffective because Lashi Elisha requires Eidim. And wherever Eidim is required, so we kochas daume are not enough. The hashtag is just a question. I'll be trying to make So Mika should be ineffective by Momin. So then you have to reject all of Chesed Sabati. All of Chesed Sabati is based on Mika. So the answer is this. I mean, this is the obvious answer. Because by Momin, there are two kinds of mnemonic. First of all, Eidet. And then, by Momin, there is another mnemonic. There is a mnemonic of Baldur. For example, Ichivahakul is spot. So why do you mean Ichivahakul is spot? Because over there, so you could say, all right, we got this in Hakul Ispota, you could say that's not based upon the mnemonics of time and about the world. Because of Moses, so it's an Eishim Havir Olavarai. So that's why it's in Hakul Ispota. But there is one Mandoma who holds, Rav Yehuda holds, that Bore Vishemo is Borio. So we are made Simone in the case of Bore Vishemo. Reuben says to Shimei, you owe me $100. You buy it from me $100. Shimon answers, I don't know, maybe yes, maybe not, I don't remember. So I thought it was a machlokes, whether Bore Vishemo is Bore Yodin, Bore Vishemo allows Bore Yodin. Now, so have you said Bore Vishemo is Bore Yodin? So since Reuben is the Bore, Kedea is the Bore, and the Mitzvah is the Shemo, so he's made Timome, on the basis of what? Of the Schneider in Yopendomo, I thought that no way he didn't testify. That Shimon borrowed the $100 from Reuben. How can that be made from Shimon $100? The answer is, because Reuben is the Vea said so. So he's never.
so it's aloche, so it's aloche, that the true is about Dovo is Nemo, is Nemo. And it's time. The Tveya is Nemo. The Tveya is Nemo. The Bandoma, who says, let's say, Rav Nachman, it says, Bore Vishem Olavod, it's a new task like Rav Nachman, says, Bore Vishem Olavod. So because he holds that the Tveya has no Nemo, it's time there. It doesn't mean that the Tveya is Nemo at all times. But there are certain times on which the Baldovo is Nemo. So certain times on which the Tveya is Nemo, certain times on which the Mitzvah is Nemo. There is a concept of Nemo is the Baldovo. That can be called he's the Baldovo. So he is Nemo. Now, so we pass like a Nachman. The goal is Shem of our boys. Because at that time the Tveya is not Nemo. To be made Simon. To be made Simon from the Mitzvah. Who says in there? But even though we pass through, Bore Vishem Olavod, that's only in regard to the case of the Nidin Hayach. Shmuel says to Shimon, you borrowed from me on the dollar. And Shimon said, I don't remember whether I borrowed from you or not. So then we pass like a Nachman, Bore Vishem Olavod, but if it's a case of the Nidin Hayach, so then we pass for Alohe. That Bore is on. And the Shmuel is Nemo. In other words, if we know that that Shimon borrowed $100 from Reuven. And Reuven says to Shimon, now the $100 that you borrowed from me, I mean, and that is admitted, I mean, there is no shyness about it. So, you didn't pay it up yet. And Shimon says, I have doubts in my mind. I don't know, I don't remember whether I paid it up or I didn't pay it up. So that's in Yedirin Praticho. So in Yedirin Praticho, he passed to the borrow. So why? So yes, the pain. That's halacha. Why? Because on the basis of the taina, because of the taina of the Baldovo. Now, so it's mentioned. So it's mentioned. The tale is a shachter. Suppose we know we have aided. We have aided that Shimon borrowed $100 from Reuven, and then Reuven says to Shimon, "I don't remember whether you paid. You paid out the debt or not." And Shimon also says, I don't remember. So in such a case, you don't have to pay. We do not say, on the basis of Chesed Mommy, since we know that he became a Chuyev, and the question is, was the Chuyev Fokah? It was because it was paid up or not. So we rely on Chesed Mommy. No, on the basis of Chesed Mommy, we cannot be Chesed Mommy. So only in the case where the way I experience time is both. So then, so we say in Deya Nipratiho is higher because the Deya is the same time. But if the Deya is also the same time as Shemo, so then it doesn't have to pay. So it's not on the basis of Cheskas moment. It's on the basis of the time. So we have Alochet. We have Alochet of time as Valdo. So by moment we have two kinds of Nemones. By moment. We have Nemones of Eidi and we have Nemones of Valdo. That's by moment. There is no meaning of Valdomo in Dom Shebe'alvo, in Yuchs. So there we only have the Mones Atreide. So this is the Pshat in the Rambam. The Rambam says, Koim Abniu, Dikeyeno, Nemo Lachodikum Nemo Lachirish. Why is Nemo Lachodikum? Because of Mide. Why is it Nemo Lachirish? Why is it Nemo Lachirish? So the question is, but let it be Nemo with the Migel. So take it to the second, because there is no Migel without Lashirisha, since it requires Seder. And the Rambam says, Din is a head in the Migel, so Migel is ineffective in some requires Seder, because Migel is a Choche, and wherever it is required, so if Meshavah Aaron is not good. So, where's the Choche? So the question is, so why is Migel effective at the moment? The answer is, by the moment there is a Loche of Tainis Baldomo, of the Mones of Tainis. So that's the Aloche. This is the aloche of Nemones of time, that if he wears a nige, if the Baldova has a nige, if the Mitzvah has a nige, so in the way he is Nemon, with on the time that he is there, if he could have Nemones on another time. It could be, I mean, that the Nemones of time is also based upon the fact that the Yehoche of Nige collaborates his time, but it's the moments of time. So that's the aloche, that's where the Nige the Hocher of Miget Harabal is the timer of the Mitzvah, of the Baldovo, so the Baldovo is never on the timer. Machine King Gabriel Yuchsen, there is no Udin of Baldovo, so only the Mones of Hades. So Miget is just a Hocher, so it could be ineffective. Now, if we say, now we could explain the Rivom Shikin. The Rivom says that Miget Lehetzi is Loyamina. Miguel Aitzi Loyamina. So Miguel Diboye Toyin Lehetzi Loyamina. But Miguel Diboye Shoti Lehetzi is Amina. So Miguel Diboye Shoti is stronger than Miguel Diboye Toyin. Why? So the Hezra could do his power. Because Miguel Diboye Toyin, now the Ramban holds, then Miguel is something that requires Aedes. Something that requires either, so Yichoche is an effect. Yichoche is an effect. But Adar Shemim, let's say Tesis and Ksuvet, Tesis gives another Tesis, Tesis says, because since it requires to aid him, so he has no need. The implication being that if there has been any death, so it would be effective, even with Adar Ashi Nisho, even though in Ashi Nisho there is no union of time in Baldovo. So the Shite of the many of the Shemim of Tesis in Ksuvet, that even if it's a Choche, it still could be effective in the morning. So when the Gemara says, Meshe Ve'aren is potful, so the Gemara means, Meshe Ve'aren is potful with Terasides, but Eilat Mamre with Terasid Choche. It could be effective, but Nachemine would be, let's say, Ligabe Shtakinye. If Meshe Ve'aren would be signed on a Shtakinye. So, only Chochet in the world will not make the Shtar into a Shtar. So they are Meshe Ve'aren, it would be possible. So the Shtar would be a Chasle Ba'ome. But Eilach Name, where the whole purpose is just to ascertain the truth. So Meshe Ve'aren will testify in his year of money. So it could be effective between the Chochet and the Terasim. Anyway, we see that there is a Shita in Suvet that Mige could be effective as a choche, even in Dovah Shebe'arvo, in Yuchsen. And in Yuchsen there is no union of Memones of Tanel Baldovo. So b'teirat choche. So the Rivom holds as follows. Migedi Boitoin Lehetzi, we don't say, because Migedi Boitoin is not a Birivom. Migedi Boitoin, the Rivom does not agree with the Ramban Shite completely, that there couldn't be any choche in something that requires money. We see the Tesis Shita in Ksuvet is not like that. If it is a Yechoche, it is a Yechoche, it's effective in one and all. Not the Tirateyas, but the Tirat Yechoche. But the Rivom still holds that Miget the Boitoi, he agrees with the Ramban in respect to Miget the Boitoi, just as the Ramban will have to say that why is Miget effective in one, because of Tanya Valdoro, so the Rivom will agree with the Ramban. That Miget the Boitoi is not effective b'teiras biru b'fliatme, because it's not enough of the biru. But why is Miget the Boitoi? Why is Miget the Boitoi effective? Because of Tainus of Baldovo. So since it is effective b'teiras Tainus Baldovo, so we have. Baldovo does not have Nemones in all times. In certain times, Baldovo has Nemones. In certain times, Baldovo does not have Nemones. So the Harvick, the Baldovo, has Nemones on Tainus Mige, and the Haiti, he does not have Nemones. Mashein, Kenige, the Boyishoti, is very easy by itself, if you will. We don't have to resort to Tainus Baldovo. But Miget the Boyishoti is a strong appeal. It's a strong appeal, so Mele without the Mones of Tanya of Baldovo. It is Mibare. So since it's a bill with the Asme, so Mele is effective in Lehetzi because it's a bill. If it's not a bill and it's the Mones, so in the Mones we can say he has the Mones Lehazi, but he does not have the Mones Lehetzi. All right. So this is the Shita of the Rivom. Now let's see what Tesis in Rovatra mentions. Also in the name of Rivom.
but it seems there's another reform.
This is the reform Rashi's grandson,
Ibn Rabbi Meir, and then what is it in Golbastre mentions a Rebbe Rabbi Moshe, not Rashi's grandson, someone else, but it's different. What Rebbe Rabbi Moshe says is altogether different. Now then, Gemara in Golbastre. Now I went over, let's see the Gemara in Golbastre. So there is a machlokes between Rabbi and Rabbi Yisrael in the first case, that's in connection with Aaron. And then there is a machlokes, so Rabbi Yisrael didn't, was it miming that person, even in Aaron. And Rabbi was miming the person who produced the false star, and then he was made that it was false, but that he had, he claimed he had another genuine star, a star that was genuine and lost it, so Rav Yosef wasn't minding that person even in the first case, and Rabbi was minding that person even in the second case of Zuze. Now Zuze is certainly late. So there's a machlok yashen was it late or not. Now, then, so Rabbi said that he was not Nemon bring the Arab in the Zuzeh. Rabbi Yisrael said, I'm sorry, Rabbi says he was Nemon bring the Arab in the Zuzeh. Rabbi Yisrael says he was not Nemon bring the Zuzeh and bring the Arab. Then the Gemara says, the Yuchasek, Avosid Rabbi Yisrael the Zuzeh, the Yuchasek, the Rabbi the Arab, the Heche, the Kaime Arab people. The Yuchasek, Avosid Rabbi Yisrael the Zuzeh, the Heche, the Kaime Zuzeh Lake. So the Rashbam says, in other words, even though Rabbi says in both Nemon, and Rabbi Yosef says in both in the Nemon, but the Gemara passed to Aloche, that we passed to like Rabbi Be'ar, and we passed to like Rabbi Yosef Jesus. So Rashbam says, because the Gemara has this up. You say it here, whether the Aloche is like Rabbi or the Aloche is like Rabbi Yosef. So the Mele sees it, so we have to let the status quo remain. So in the case of Are, what happened there? So the Marzik was on the cart, and then the Morikami came and said, Are did it. So the Marzik showed his star. So the Morikami said, that it's going to die. So the Marzik will spread into Rabbi's ear, Ishtore Mal Yehavah, beyond. So according to Rabbi, so the Marzik is Nemo. According to Rabbi, the Marzik is not Nemo. So the Gemara has the Sofit. Whether the Aloch is like Rabbi or Rabbi Yisrael, Yisrael has the Sofit, it is taken in Dine. So we have to maintain the status quo. What is the status quo? Who is on the carpet? The Marzik. We let him stay on the... We let him stay on the karka, because best we cannot say to the Marzik, now you get off the karka, because maybe the aloche is like Rabbi Yosef. Well, if best doesn't know whether the aloche is like Rabbi Yosef or the aloche is like Rabbi, how can best say to the Marzik, get off, just because maybe the aloche is like Rabbi Yosef? But if best doesn't know the thing, so best can't do anything, that's all. If best cannot do anything, best has to be misalik itself. Because Bezin doesn't know the deen. So the melee, since Bezin doesn't know the deen, so Bezin doesn't do anything. So if Bezin doesn't do anything, so he lets everything remain in the status quo. In the status quo. So since he is on the field, so he remains on the field. Mashain came in the second phase of Zul. So one produces a star. Produces a star. And the star alleges, the Ruby Mashiach produces the star, the legistic, the Chinan owes him $100. And then Chinan says it is Shtore Zayfi. So Ruby produces the star, whispers into Rabbi's ear, and Shtore Zayfi. Mishtore Mali Havali, Vierka. Vierka. So then, now we don't know whether the Aloche is like Rabbi, that is Nemon. So the Mele Ruby should be able to collect $100, or like Rabbi Yisrael. So, who is Mosek in the Morais? The status quo. In whose possession is the Morais? In Shimon's possession.
So we say, Momele, you can be called a Eichel since Besson doesn't know. So we cannot be made in a moment, just because maybe the Aloche is like Rabbe, we cannot be made in a moment. So the Rashbam says that the reason is why the Gemara says, Zilchas et Kavose, Zilchas et Rabbe Ba'are, is the time I'm a Teitum, and Kavose et Rabbe Yisi Bishude, and time is Yisi Reikme, so it's on the basis of Sveikin in here. A Sveikin in here. Teis says, all right, now, let's see, the V says, the higher time is Zilchas et Ba'are, et Rabbe, Chalese et Yisude, Mishim Damrino, Nidemo et Mo Mubayne. So the V says, no, it's not that the Gemara has the Sophie, whether the deal is like Rabbe or the deal is like a lady. No, the Gemara is Machria, that Lidani Are, the deal is like Rabbe. Not the Sirosophie, Siroswala. Lidabe, Rabbe Yusei, so the deal is like Lidabe Zuse. So he passed him like on him. Why? Because we say Miguel Lehitzi Loyamginon. This is the psak of the Gemara. Miguel Lehitzi Loyamginon. Miguel Harzi Amginon. So in Zude, so he's definitely late. So maybe we passed him like on him. Machine came in Nare, so it's a Harvey. Miguel Harvey did a man. Now, let's see the first thing he says. That one is raised on the day. A might be some kind of high story has to down. Tell me, the one with the nigger, the boy of my story, my life, the kid is 3 hours more high, so I'm really on Miguel Lake in moment. And what she rules is the character in the pool. The character the rest of Barlow of Harvey. Keep me saying, we starve with Hazoki, and we'll be born down. Is one down, shame the story my have a year. We am really not me yellow, we have it moment. She you have lifted at the out the east. In Ame, yes, we starve has of it. We say both is so rayose. All the yokely kind of the nigger, we come in this avenue, meaning the Goyoma, Minota, the Interactive Shake has of it. So the river of Mort Terrace is also very different from the terrace of the river. It's a different river. This is Ribar Morte in the Messiah, it's Ribar Meir, it's not Ribar Morte. So, take the Ribar Meir, the Ribon in the Messiah, he says that the reason as to why Rabbi did not believe him with the Mide is because it's no Mide altogether. He had to resort to a trick of causing his time. So it's no Mide. So even in the first case of Ari, he's not there. Why isn't it Elor? In the first case, so the Rebbe of the Tia says that in the first case it's not Miguel Elor, it's Miguel Harris. But it's only. And Rabbi says that, Rabbi agrees with Rabbi says that in the first case it's Lahazi, in the second case it's Lahazi. But here, and Rabbi agrees that Miguel Elor is Lahazi, but Miguel the boy is going Lahazi, but Miguel the boy is short it Lahazi. Miguel the boy shot it late, he is Amrino. Here, says the Ribar of Mordechai says that the reason is why the Yeshiv in both cases says that he's not the one the Miguel is because the Yeshiv holds Miguel hates him with Amrino. So in the second case, he's definitely late. But even the first case of Ari, it's also late. Why? Because since he doesn't have Dimushne Hazoke and he doesn't have a real star, he just has a Hazle Baume, he claims to have any star. So mainly the Marzik is not a Murzik. The Morikani is a Murzik. So mainly even maintaining the status quo, letting him remain on the carpet, on which he is right now, would also be late. So the reason is why the Jesus says, the reason is why Rav Yosef says that Miguel, the reason is why Rav Yosef says that Miguel hates him. The reason is why Rav Yosef says that he's not the one with Miguel, that the Baal HaShtar is not the one with Miguel, and the Marzik is not the one with Miguel, is because Miguel hates him. Well, you know, so even the first case of Marzik, it's also like. It's also easy. And Rabbi,
So what does Rabbi say? Rabbi says, Rabbi obviously thinks the Rima what it doesn't say. So obviously, Rabbi according to the Ripper of Moshe, Rabbi holds that Nigel hates his Amrima. Nigel hates his Amrima. But we don't have to to fast over the Rubber faster, because we have no riot from the Ripper of Moshe that according to Rabbi, so even negative way toying hates the Amrima. We could say the inasmuch as Tesis Yom Bom Metzir, it's another volatility. But Tesis Yom Bom Metzir points out explicitly that in both cases it's not Migadi Boi Toi, it's Migadi Boi Shosi, but Migadi Boi Shosi. And Tesis Yom Bom Metzir holds that Migadi Boi Shosi generally, so you hate Yom Rino. But over there, Rabbi Yisrael, that's what Tesis Mokzir says. Rabbi Yisrael says that he's not the one because it's no negotiating at all, it's just a trick. He had to resort to a trick, a device. So it's no negotiating at all. So the people of Mordechai does not agree that it will use the reform of Mokzir with Rabbi Radmeya. But, so we see that according to the people of Mordechai, so even in the case of Marzi, it's legalized. And the reason why Rabbi Yisrael says he's not Nemon is because Nigel hates the loyal Nemon. And Rabbi says that he's Nemon, so obviously Rabbi holds Nigel hates the Amrino. So we don't have to say that Rabbi holds he's Nigel the Boy Toyin hates the Amrino. We only have to say that Rabbi holds that Nigel the Boy is Shorty hates the loyal Nemon. Nigel the Boy is. The Rabbi holds that Nigel the Boy is Shorty even hates the Amrino. And Rabbi Yisrael said,